When I was a boy, one of my favorite things to do was play on a little league baseball team. Most of my teammates were people who either lived in my neighborhood or went to my primary school, and the coach and assistant coaches came from the ranks of the players' dads. They tried to teach us things like teamwork, the importance of practice, and good sportsmanship. Really, I just like the thrill of being in the field and having a ball hit in my direction, giving me a split-second chance to do what I had spent hours and hours working on. Hitting the ball was a lot of fun, too, especially as my skill level only allowed for it to happen rarely. At practice, I do not remember the ball missing my glove if it came in my direction. Oddly enough, the one time it did miss my glove was during one of these split-second chances in the game, resulting in a black eye. At the end of the season, the coaches would gather the team around and hand out awards. One year, I received Most Improved. Now, lest it seem that I am not very humble for mentioning this award, let me say two things. The first is, everyone received an award. At the time, it was considered important that children be seen as winners. The second is, at least in this instance, most improved meant something closer to needs to improve the most. Everyone else receives awards like best at this or best at that. Many years later, when I was in my first year of rabbinic school in Jerusalem, I decided to sign myself up for singing lessons, along with several other rabbinic students. After an entire year of working with a teacher on a weekly basis, she decided to write a report of my efforts and accomplishments. Should I wish to continue with a different teacher after I left Israel? It was very brief and said something along the lines of, "Over the past year, Jason worked on pitch, rhythm, range, and every other area of singing. He continues to need improvement in all areas." It was that needs to improve the most moment all over again. Yom Kippur feels to me a bit like those needs to improve moments, though perhaps with a bit more hope. So often, Judaism encourages us to celebrate and rejoice, usually with good food. While some rabbis have said that Yom Kippur should be a happy day because our sins are forgiven, it doesn't often feel that way. But it still feels important, even Kedosh Kedoshim, the most holy, using the traditional Hebrew language. If we arrive at Yom Kippur, forgetting about things that need improvement, our prayer books give us a complete list for us to recite. How kind of the original editors. If it's any consolation, the Bible's general view of every single character that appears is needs improvement. Adam and Eve, kicked out of the Garden of Eden for disobeying God's one rule. Verdict? Needs improvement. Noah? He failed to warn anyone of an impending disaster, and then rather than rebuild humanity, he proceeded to get drunk immediately following the flood. Needs improvement. Abraham? He lied, saying that his wife Sarah was his sister. Twice. Believing her to be single and available in each instance, different men took her. What did Abraham get out of all this? Well, each time he walked away with a bit more money paid by those men to make up for the fact that they mistakenly took his wife to be single. So Abraham needs improvement. And we did not even mention his willingness to send his concubine, Hagar, and their son Ishmael off into the wilderness, which would normally mean death were it not for God's interference. Abraham also tried to sacrifice his son Isaac. Definitely needs improvement. Sarah, for that matter. It was her idea in the first place that Abraham and Hagar have the baby together. Then it was her idea to send them away. She, too, needs improvement. My favorite person in the Torah is Joseph. As an adolescent, he was as arrogant as could be. He was not shy about telling his brothers and even his parents that one day they would all bow down to him. Needs improvement. Aaron, who was Moses' brother and the first high priest of Israel, helped to build the golden calf, an idol constructed while Moses was on Mount Sinai, receiving the Ten Commandments, one of which says, don't build idols. So Aaron needs improvement. And Moses, he had an anger management problem, mostly manifested by hitting a rock for water when he was frustrated by the Israelite complaints. God was so disappointed at Moses afterwards that Moses was told he could not enter the promised land. So Moses needs improvement. King David had one of his soldiers killed after impregnating that soldier's wife, whom he first noticed bathing on her rooftop. So, voyeurism, adultery, murder, and abuse of power almost certainly needs improvement. King David's son, the wise King Solomon, built the first temple in Jerusalem with forced labor, despite the fact that so much of a Jewish identity was centered on having been freed from Egyptian slavery. So Solomon needs improvement. Even God comes across occasionally as needing improvement. When God decides that two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, are wicked enough to merit destruction, Abraham challenges God by saying, "What if there are 50 innocent people in the city? Shall you wipe out the innocent along with the guilty? Should not the judge of the world deal justly?" What chutzpah! And most of us probably agree with Abraham that even God needs improvement. I could go on. The point is, the Hebrew Bible and Jewish tradition sees everyone as needing improvement in some way, and Yom Kippur is meant to encourage us to do just that. With all of the confessions, one might think Yom Kippur takes a pretty dim view of how we regularly act. Despite the needs improvement verdict, the Bible and the rest of Jewish tradition are usually fairly optimistic about human potential. Adam and Eve, created in God's image, are entrusted to look after all of creation. When Joseph was an Egyptian prime minister, he prevented countless deaths because he planned ahead for an eventual famine. Moses was raised with all of the wealth and privilege of an Egyptian prince, yet he overcame that to become so bothered by slavery that he gave up his royal life. Perhaps the greatest example of a society coming together to do better is the city of Nineveh, once wicked, but convinced to repent. We will read their story later today when we turn to the book of Jonah. The Hebrew prophets introduced the idea that all people are created equally by their Creator. Thousands of years later, equality is now a central legal and moral principle in many places all over the world. So often, the news predominantly covers what's going wrong. We barely ever hear about things going right when people mix altruism with hard work. Well, I Googled good news in the past year and found a nice sampling. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and rebel leader Timochenko signed a peace deal that ended 50 years of war. In the process of filming Earth 2, David Attenborough and the production crew saved thousands of baby turtles who became confused by artificial lights and started to make their way inland towards certain death. Recently, a woman was flying aboard an Air Canada flight to rush to be by her husband's side after he fell seriously ill while on a business trip. The pilot overheard the woman talking and sensed her stress. After landing, he personally escorted her off the plane, out of the airport, and all the way to the hospital. There has been a 24% decrease of deaths in Africa from AIDS over the last 5 years, and by nearly half in the last 10. In 2005, nearly 1.5 million people in the continent died from HIV/AIDS. By 2010, it was down to nearly 1 million, and most recently, about 750,000. This is largely thanks to increased education, prevention, and treatment. Over 800,000 low-income houses in England and Wales will receive solar panels at no cost to the residents. This will lower their electricity bill, create 1,000 new jobs, and help the environment at the same time. 10 years after banning smoking in public places, the United Kingdom now has 20% fewer smokers, with the largest drop in the 16 to 24-year-old age group. In March 2016, Tesco announced that surplus food in its stores will be given to charities. By the end of 2017, it is estimated that millions of meals will be donated to food banks, shelters, and community centers across the UK. So which is it? Is everyone forever living up to needs improvement? If so, it's unfair to say that that's the only accurate description. Moses certainly is not defined by needs improvement, nor are any of the others. People do great things all the time. Rabbi Joseph Telushkin, a modern Orthodox rabbi based in California, wrote years ago that alongside the confessional prayers beginning Al Chet, for the sin of this and the sin of that, we should also read Al HaMitzvah, reminding ourselves of the times that we have done a mitzvah. A small selection of his suggestions include Al HaMitzvah, for the mitzvah we perform by remembering the good another had done for us, even when we were upset with him or her. For the mitzvah we perform by donating money to a charity cheerfully. For the mitzvah we performed by studying Torah. For the mitzvah we perform by being compassionate and forgiving those who have hurt us and who seek our forgiveness. Just as we say the Al Kulam after the Al Chetz, Rabbi Telushkin would have us say, all these things, God, please remember, and please help to inspire us to do more such acts during the coming year. It's nice to remember the good that we have done, or tried to do as well. Perhaps that is what Yom Kippur really is, though. Our tradition sees this remarkable potential in all people, evidenced by the fact that people often do remarkable things in their everyday lives. If some people hold a grudge, those same people, and probably many more, also act with loving kindness. Yet despite that potential, there's still sometimes more to do. Rabbi Daniel Hartman wrote, one of the beautiful ideas behind Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the notion that we need to reflect, review, and rethink who we are and what we have achieved in our lives. We should never see who we are and what we have created as the ultimate expression of who we ought to be. There must always be a gap between who we are and who we ought to be, between reality and our aspirations. Aspirations is really what Yom Kippur is about, aspiring to do better, to be better, and thereby do our small part to make other people's lives better as well. Unlike my singing teacher from rabbinic school, Yom Kippur is optimistic. It assumes that people can be better. Aspirations to do better can be personal, but also communal. Part of what I love about Reform Judaism is that it is always aspiring to be better. To be sure, some of the changes introduced by Reform are not to replace a worse way of doing things with a better way of doing things. Rather, some changes are simply because Reform Judaism celebrates creativity, doing things in the new way. But some changes that Reform makes is out of a recognition that old ways are indeed flawed, coupled with an aspiration to do better. Gender equality is a big example of this. Reform Jews pioneered the path of egalitarian prayer, women serving as rabbis, and Jewish fathers being seen as sufficient for their children to also be seen as Jewish. Reform Judaism welcomes and embraces all sorts that used to be in the margins or even outside. Dual heritage families, Jews by choice, Jews who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, Jews of every ethnic background or a mixed ethnic background, and more, everyone is welcome. And we are richer and better off because of it. Judaism itself is aspirational, not just Reform. The biblical narrative begins with Adam and Eve being found unworthy of the Garden of Eden. 10 generations later, all of humanity was found unworthy of God's creation, thus the story of Noah and the flood. 10 generations after Noah, when things still are not going well, God says to Abraham, "The world needs improvement. We will start with you and your family, and anyone who joins you along the way." Abraham and Sarah's descendants go on to be given laws that are the foundation of our morality. You shall love your neighbor, and you shall love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall have one law for stranger and citizen alike. Justice, justice you shall pursue. And on and on and on. Everything in our tradition encourages us to aspire to create the best life and the best society possible. Yom Kippur reminds us of our responsibilities to continue to uphold those aspirations and to work towards them. May that be our path for the year ahead, a year of inspiration and a year of aspiration. Gemar Tov.